All right, let's go in depth here. Third-party presidential candidate Gary Johnson stopped by Broadcast House this hour, sharing his thoughts about the new Deseret News poll showing Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump in a dead heat. The poll also showed a big jump for independent candidate and Utah native Evan McMullen, leading to some calls for the possibility, anyway, of a debate between he and Johnson.
Well, what would the purpose be in having a debate with Evan McMullen, who is not on the ballot in all 50 states? He can't be elected president. To me, I guess I could set up a debate and have 40 people show. I mean, there are 500 plus people who signed up to be president of the United States. He is not alone in that 11-state universe. So if you were to expand it to somebody who's, let's say, on the ballot in 11 states, I'm going to guess maybe that might be 20 or 30 candidates. I'm just guessing. Why limit it to 11, though? Why not anybody that's on the ballot in any state be allowed to debate for president? Well, at some point, there has to be a cutoff.
So that's a no.
Well, by no, who does it serve? Who does it serve?
It could serve folks in Utah who even back to our caucus night, reliably red state, not a big fan of Donald Trump. And then we have recent revelations of the lewd sexual audio. And now they're looking at where to go. Do they go to someone who was for Trump, and now they're deciding between you, Evan McMullen, and Hillary Clinton? So I could see a debate helping people look at other candidates.
Well, that would be a Utah-specific debate. But I'd like to give Utahns more credit than really. If it's a protest vote and they want to vote for somebody who's not on the ballot in all 50 states, who has no chance of winning the presidency, well, then, I'm going to leave that to Utahns.